The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Marvelous. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Great. We have with us in studio, Nicole Shapiro, recycling coordinator, Mark-Ian Muncy, public relations specialist, and they're both from the county, Lackawanna County, that is. How are you?
Good. Good. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thanks, ladies, for being here with us. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for 50-plus years.
Well, during the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of the building facing Dunmore Corners, and you never know what you're going to see.
Check us out on social media. And remember, jruddy.com is mobile friendly. That's where you can view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows. Also on the radio tab are all the popular podcast apps that we feature our radio show on. Okay. Before we get started into a discussion about recycling, I want to say hello to Larry Zale. Larry just came to our office and we were talking about real estate and the market conditions. And he mentioned our radio show. So when people do that, I like to give them a shout out, say hello. Thanks for tuning in. Larry listens mostly every week. So we appreciate that, Larry. Ladies, Nicole Shapiro, recycling coordinator, Mark-Ian Muncy, public relations specialist with Lackawanna County Recycling. How are you today?
Good. Doing good.
So let's talk about recycling in the home. There's a lot of confusion. People don't really know, even after all this time, we're recycling, what they can recycle and what they cannot. So let's start with plastics, please. The most confusing.
Yes. Yeah. Plastic is definitely, it's one of the more popular materials we have out there and the most confusing when it comes to recycling. And that's because every plastic item, well, mostly every produced, you'll see a recycling symbol on it. You know, the three chasing arrows, the triangle. And when people see that symbol, they associate it with recycling. I can recycle this. But what really that plastic or that recycling symbol means on the plastic item is just the type of plastic it's made from. So usually have a number in the middle of it. So, you know, if you turn over your water bottle over here, you'll see, you know, if it has like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 7. 7 being other. So if you see something with 7 on it, you're not really sure what it is. So how we educate here in Lackawanna County is by shape. We feel like that's the least confusing. So anything that would be considered a bottle, a jar, or a jug with a screw cap on it is generally recyclable in Lackawanna County and would be recyclable almost everywhere. But, you know, it's the things we see like cups, containers, you know, yogurt cups, drink cups, those takeout containers or bakery containers. None of that stuff would be able to be processed in our area just because of the type of plastic it is. So
Chinese food takeout.
Yeah, don't put that in your bin. Yeah,
that's plastic.
It's plastic, but we cannot process the type of plastic it is here.
There's thousands, literally thousands of different types of plastics, right?
So many. I feel like they could come up with a new one every week if they wanted to.
Okay.
But yeah, so just keep it basic. What, you know, about your water bottles, your laundry jugs, shampoo jugs, you know, peanut butter jar, stuff like that.
So stuff that screws on, that's usually recyclable.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
That one I can remember.
No forks, no plates.
No forks. No.
Yeah, plastic.
No laundry baskets.
Dinnerware.
We've seen some laundry baskets out, toys. You know, you could certainly try to reuse those things or donate them, but they don't belong in the recycling bin.
How about plastic hangers? They snap. They're not really. You know, the ones you can get at the dollar store.
You can't. It doesn't have a screw top on it.
Right. But, you know, like, it seems like
I know, because it's made out of plastic. Yeah. That's what I would think.
Yeah. Okay.
So, so that basically rounds up plastic. And, again, my office is always here. You know, you can email or call. And if you have a question, you know, we're always here to answer. Some of the stuff people have is quite interesting. So,
plastic straws.
Nope.
I gotta tell you though, I know this is not a friendly remark, but I miss plastic straws in restaurants. Paper straws just aren't cutting it for me.
Yeah, you're not alone. I mean, myself, even though I'm a big, you know, I love the environment. The paper straws. I'm not a very quick drinker, so you know, if I have something with the paper straw, it's usually pretty soggy. But you know, investing in a reusable straw could solve that. You know, they make plastic, glass, or metal ones. So if say for some reason in our area that becomes more popular, you know, just bring your own.
Could you go over the numbers in the circle again that you touched on that and it kind of?
So things that are made of plastic will have the recycling triangle with the number, so 1 through 7. So they all stand for a different type of plastic. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think like number 1 is called PET. So that is a more, it's usually like a little bit flimsier. That's what most of your water bottles are made out of. And I think 2, and is HDPE. It's a very long name, but that's your little bit more rigid, like your Tide bottle, like that harder,
heavier
plastic.
Okay, right.
Styrofoam, I don't know what number that is, but styrofoam is also there. You can't recycle styrofoam.
It should be outlawed, especially
she hates styrofoam.
Yeah, especially when it comes to food. Mm-hmm. Because, so there's a particular restaurant that's about 15, 20 minutes away from us. And when we get takeout from there and he comes home, I really, and I know there's somebody out there that's going to think I'm nuts, but I can taste the styrofoam.
But the food is so hot that the container actually gets kind of wavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that scary?
It melts.
I agree with you. There's I have gotten some food. There's a place downtown I like to get food from. And if they do not put like a paper liner in between the styrofoam and my food, I agree with you. I feel like I could taste it as well. So okay. You're not crazy.
So I'm not crazy.
But
everybody,
yeah, it's a
Pat,
cheap,
did you hear that? I'm not crazy.
It's a cheap.
Yeah, I'm writing
cheap,
it down.
It's a cheap option, and it does the job. And that's why a lot of, you know, people would choose something like that over cardboard or a paper container, you know, because it comes down to cost.
And I have to tell you, I don't love the plastic either that they use for the hot foods either, because I feel like.
And then there's certain places we get it where it's aluminum, and are those recyclable?
So, if you clean it, you know, those like aluminum foil
yeah.
and aluminum dishes. If you clean it, yes.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, it can't have any food. Anything you throw
residue.
In the bin shouldn't be
right. So
dirty
I can't fill it up with grease and throw it in the recycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So it's got to be clean. She's always telling me when I put stuff in the recycling bin, make sure it's clean. Make sure you wash it out.
Because at least the local recycling center in our area, they still hand sort everything. So you got to think of those people. You know, when they're picking the line, going through the stuff. You know, think about them. And yeah, they wear gloves, but you know.
Right. Well, so there was a time when we were not on the same page about rinsing and cleaning are
I used to say,
garbage.
Why are you washing the garbage?
You know.
Then, you know, because I'm from the city, and then I look at the garbage pail and I see 5,000 squirrels around the garbage. I say, oh, that's why we wash the garbage, because we don't want the squirrels coming in and taking everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing to do, especially if you have close neighbors, you know.
The hardest, though, are those peanut butter jars. I'm glad that my son never really liked peanut butter, because that's the hardest thing to get clean.
Yeah, you got to, like, really use a lot of hot water for
and
that.
And soak it and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. All right. So what about paper?
So paper, you know, your notebook paper, computer paper, and cardboard, things like that. Junk mail you could recycle. The former recycling coordinator, which I believe has been on the show, Barbara, she would say, you know, if you could write on it, you could recycle it. So she liked to say that for the students.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because I was at the recycling center yesterday, and I pulled up and I had to wait behind two cars. I was there for a total of about 2 or 3 minutes. Hmm. And then after I got out, there was this big box. I dumped it in. There was like 4 or 5 cars behind me. I mean, there's a constant flow of people dumping the paper down in those big recycling bins.
That's good to hear. Yeah. That is really good to hear.
Now, we're from a borough that's supposed to be doing paper pickup, but it just never...
It never happened. Yeah, it's very confusing. It's easier for me to just get a big box.
2 minutes
and then,
away, yeah, go down to
go down
the
to Boulevard Avenue and drop it off.
Yeah.
So it's on Boulevard Avenue.
This time of year, we have yard waste, and a lot of it. So tomato plants, leaves, you know, grass clippings, whatever. What do we do with those?
For most of the, like, if you're looking to get rid of your leaves in your lawn, you can contact your, like, municipality. And most of them have, like, bags that they're offering that you can grab from their...
Right, I got the bags, the big giant paper bags. Mm-hmm. I ordered a bunch of them from Amazon and Lowe's. They're really, and even Ricardo's, I saw some of the local supermarkets, they all have these bags too. So they're easy to get, and you leave them at the curb?
Yep, and they'll come and pick them up. They also have, like, some municipalities have, like, people coming by and vacuuming up the leaves. Like, if you rake them up into a pile, they'll come and pick them up.
Yeah, but what if it gets windy? That doesn't...
Yeah, I think...
It's going to be right back on my lawn. Yeah. That doesn't... I wouldn't do that.
I think you can call them and ask them when they're coming by, because I know it depends on the weather. So you just give them a call, because they don't have, like, appointments or set, like, certain...
Okay.
So you just give them a call, like, hey, you coming through today? And get your leaves ready.
Okay.
Did you just do a tire recycling event?
Yes, we did.
Okay, can we talk about that?
Sure.
Because every property, not every property, but it seems like a lot of properties that we go to sell always have a tire or two on the property and don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, so every fall, the residents can count on the county doing a tire recycling event. So we just finished ours. It was October 12th to the 24th. And how we set it up is... we invite municipalities to host a satellite or to be a satellite site. So we'll have about 5 or 6 different locations and about maybe 10 or 12 different dates and times that the residents can go to. So it makes it very accessible.
Convenient.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just got our tonnage back. We hire a company called Mahantango. They make playground surface, rubber mulch and things with the tires.
Right.
So we did about 40,000 pounds of tires, so 20 tons.
Excellent.
Which, I mean, about 2 full trailers getting out of the county, which is a really good feeling. And, you know, when people were dropping them off, there is a charge. It's $4 a tire. And that's just because of the cost associated. There's a recycling fee and a transportation fee. So we try to keep everything pretty cost neutral, so that we can continue to have these events. And people said, you know, these have been sitting in my garage or on the side of my house. People are
For years.
We have such a positive response.
Good.
So, we just need to keep spreading the word, and that people know, count on, you know, September, October,
and,
you know.
And they can't be on a rim?
They could be on a rim.
They could be on a rim.
Yep. They're, we would just have to charge a little bit more because it's weight based, so the tires on the rim are a little heavier. But a lot of scrap yards in the area now are going, they're taking tires with the rim for, you know, no cost, and because they'll eat the cost of the rubber to get that metal from the rim. So, you know, you might have a little bit easier of a time with tires with rims because of the metal.
You know, the metal, you talk about that. I did an exhaust system on my son's car. I put everything at a nice pile out at the curb, and the next day it was gone.
Oh, yes.
Somebody just took it all, and it wasn't the garbage man, and I was so happy.
Yeah, you know, we'll put a few stuff out that may, you know, if we last resort, you know, we'll go try to donate it. But half the time, stuff that we put out on the curb will just get picked up by somebody, you know. Or they'll just take, like one time we saw our neighbor had a vacuum cleaner. Someone just cut the cord and took the cord. But, hey.
Yeah, maybe. That's recycling, right?
And if there's some metal out there, they can make a few bucks. I'm all for that. Seeing if anyone else could use it first or last resort, you know, having to chuck it.
With us today is Nicole Shapiro, Recycling Coordinator, Markianne Muncy, Public Relations Specialist from Lackawanna County Recycling. How does someone get in touch with you and your offices, please?
Yes, so they can call our office. Our number is 570-963-2017, or they can go onto the county's website under the Environmental Office. All of our info is there, and we have a Facebook page. Lackawanna County Environmental Office, and Markianne has been doing a fabulous job updating, you know, sharing tips and events on there. So you could also, if you're messaging there on Facebook, you're most likely talking to her.
Great. Good. Good stuff, ladies. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a two-bedroom, two-bath home at 218 North Everett Avenue in Scranton for $129,000. So if you're looking to downsize or getting a starter home, check out this charming traditional home in West Scranton. It's got a large fenced-in yard, a new roof, new floors, updated kitchen with granite countertops and stainless steel appliances, newer bathrooms. Everything has been updated, and there's low, low taxes. You can move right in without all the projects. That's a lovely two-bedroom, two-bath home at 218 North Everett Avenue in Scranton, for $129,000, and that's listed by James Hazen of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I do like to mention scams that are happening out there for everybody to be aware of. Recently, the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue is warning businesses of a new scam that is attempting to defraud businesses. According to the department, scammers are sending letters with the Department of Revenue's name and their logo to businesses, and they're requesting their accounting records. The letters claim that the individual is under investigation for not paying state taxes for their business and is thus facing penalties. It then instructs the person to contact a resolution officer via a listed phone number to provide accounting records. And by obtaining these records, the scammers are able to access very sensitive information, which could allow them to make unauthorized transactions or request fraudulent tax refunds, and apply for loans under the name of the business, according to the Department of Revenue. So how do you know if you really received a letter from the department? Number one, what do you do?
I'd look it up and call them from a number on the website.
Call them directly. Very good. Number two, check their websites for announcements. Number three, look for vague language. Additionally, the department will always use your name in official business and not address you as business owner. So it says, dear business owner.
Right.
It'll say, dear Pat Devaney. Something from the Department of Revenue will also always include a return address and not demand you do something immediately. So unfortunately, there's no shortage of scams these days, and every day there seems to be a new one.
You can Google the phone number, too.
Right. But, you know, sometimes people just go into full-fledged panic mode.
Yes. I got a phone call from the IRS saying I owed money. Oh, the IRNS? So now it's not the Internal Revenue, it's the Internal Revenue End Service? So I played with him for about 10 minutes, you know, because I knew. But lots of people just, like she says, go. If it was some older people in the family, they would just...
They would just do it, just to be done. Yeah, so it's scary, scary times, right? Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 FM The Talker. We will be right back. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724. And visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
We are back with Nicole Shapiro, recycling coordinator, Markianne Muncy, public relations specialist, both from Lackawanna County Recycling. We're having a great discussion with you. I'd like to go back to leaf pickup, leaves, fall leaf pickup. There are some municipalities, townships, towns that don't offer leaf pickup. What do those people have a chance to do?
So they can put their leaves in like a biodegradable bag and take them down to the recycling center in Scranton. And that's on
Boulevard.
Yeah, Boulevard Avenue in Scranton. Or you can grind them up with your lawnmower and just let them disintegrate on their own.
Okay, so we've heard people with differing opinions about doing that. Have we not in the past?
Yes. Some people, we've had people on the show saying if you grind it up too much onto the lawn, it blocks the sun out. Some people say it's good for the lawn. And I remember wanting to take leaves down to the recycling center years ago, and they said, well, we don't accept the leaves. But that was years ago. So, but now they accept them?
Yeah, they'll accept leaves and grass for free. They do charge for brush, like any wood, like branches and stuff. But no, they do have a compost area in the back. But I personally grind my leaves, but I could see that people would have differing opinions because it's everything is always in moderation. So if you have a lot of leaves, say you grind them up and you can't see your grass, well, yeah, that's going to be an issue. If you don't have that many to deal with, I think it's okay to do.
We live in Dunmore, and we're on a block with a lot of big old oak trees, and there are lots and lots and lots of leaves. Like my neighbor's got the bags out, and she's got 15, 20 bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the big bags, and her lot is the same size as mine.
And she cut down her trees.
Yeah, and she cut them down, and the leaves aren't, it wasn't even before all the leaves had fallen.
Right.
So, I mean, I would love to just go out there and chop them all up, but then I don't think I'll have any grass.
Yeah. And also, just, I guess, follow what your neighbors are doing. You know, I think there's like an unspoken rule about what, you know, people do with their, we all do this, you know, so I guess just follow the lead.
I'm going to follow my neighbors and call somebody to come and take care of it.
On November 15th, you celebrated America Recyclables Day.
Yes. But, I mean, basically, just like how we associate April with Earth Month, we're going to say all of November, we try to definitely celebrate recycling more specifically.
Okay. And so, what do you do events all month?
So we this year we are going to roll out a new program to celebrate America Recycles Day with Scranton Tomorrow, NeighborWorks NEPA, and the City of Scranton. And we're going to be doing K-Cup or coffee pod recycling, which is a pretty interesting idea. So what's going to happen is, let's talk about first why we picked K-Cups. I'm sure some of the listeners would have heard of Keurigs or Nespresso coffee machines. I know that we used to have one in my household, and where we work at the county, you know, a couple offices have them. And to make them or to make your coffee, you can buy pods. And the pods are usually plastic, and they'll have the coffee inside of them with usually an aluminum coated plastic lid, like a peel off. And so you put the pod, you know, in the machine, you close the lid, and the water goes through the pod. Well, what happens when you're all done with those pods? You can't recycle them in your curbside bin, so they've just been getting tossed. And, you know, if you drink one or two cups of coffee a day and say you have maybe 10 people working who drink, I mean, that's like 20 pods a day that you're just throwing out. That's all that plastic. So there is a company out of New York called TerraCycle. They, the owner's goal is to try to recycle some things we use in our everyday lives that cannot necessarily be recycled. So that's their whole mission, is to try to recycle more things. So we purchased these boxes from them, and that's where we'll collect the K-Cups in. So they'll separate the plastics and the organics, the coffee grounds, and the you know, metal-coated peely lid, I'll call it. They'll responsibly recycle those items. So we have a box at the Government Center on Wyoming Avenue, the courthouse on North Washington. Scranton Tomorrow has a box on Linden Street at their headquarters. NeighborWorks has one box at their area headquarters on Smith Street in Scranton, and City Hall's going to have box. So a couple locations downtown. You know, it is certainly open to all residents, and I would love for this to grow in the future, but this is the first year we're doing it. So it's like just a little pilot project.
I would never think of that. That's very interesting, and I wish you the best with that, because that's awesome.
Thanks.
Nicole Shapiro, Recycling Coordinator, Markian Muncy, Public Relations Specialist with Lackawanna County. Thanks for being here with us today. Would you come back next week so we could talk more about your stuff?
Sure.
Thank you. During the month of November, we are doing a drive at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're collecting warm coats, hats, scarves, and gloves. We're going to help those in need, and we're taking donations through November 28th. So please feel free to stop by our office located at Dunmore Corners, 111 West Drinker Street, with any of those items. Gloves, scarves, hats, warm coats for those in need.
Very nice.
Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home at 112 South Apple Street in Dunmore for $239,000. This great home sits on a corner lot with a handicap ramp and plenty of off-street parking, all on a 40 by 90 lot. This home has been recently updated with a newer kitchen, electrical, flooring, appliances, and bath, along with a first floor laundry. This home has gorgeous hardwood floors and beautiful woodwork, along with a fireplace. So if you're looking for a home that needs nothing, take a look at 112 South Apple Street in Dunmore, a three-bedroom, three-bath home for $239,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Nicole, I'm sure if a listener has any questions regarding anything that we spoke about today or any recycling question, they could reach you at?
They can call us at 570-963-2017 or go on the county's website and find our office page or Facebook.
And that's the Lackawanna County Environmental Office?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 94.3 FM The Talker. Wishing all our listeners a very happy, healthy Thanksgiving.